This is Educated and Empowered. Hey guys, it's your girl, Tenille Jackson.
If you all are just tuning in, we are talking about the fruit of the spirit. This is a 9-part series. However, this is going to be the last part that is talked about publicly. If you want the remaining fruit, which are the remaining fruit is faith, meekness, and temperance, aka discipline. If you want access to those, then I am encouraging you to go to anchor.fm/educated and empowered. Or if you don't remember that URL, just go to anchor.fm. Once you get there, keyword search Educated and Empowered. That is the name of my podcast. And what you're going to want to do is subscribe to that podcast so that you will be able to gain access to all 9 of the entire series, where we're talking about the fruit of the spirit and which one. This is what we've been talking about in this conversation. What is the missing fruit that is the root to your problem? And so we've talked about love, joy, peace, long-suffering, aka patience, gentleness, and now we are shifting the conversation to talk about goodness, right? And so goodness is really similar to gentleness, or at least most people will, they use them interchangeably, what it is. And so what I want to do, the same way that I've done with the rest of them, I want to give you the definition, tell you what it is, what it looks like, what happens if you don't have it, and how you can try to have it implemented in your life. And so goodness literally is the quality of being good, right? Or being virtuous. So people who have a strong moral character. And so although gentleness and goodness may be used interchangeably, they are not one and the same. I will say this: if you lack goodness, then it would be easy to lack gentleness, right? Because again, gentleness is not having that ability to be kind when you're not, you know, you're not kind, you're not mild-mannered. But most people who have gentleness, I'm sorry, most people who have goodness will be gentle, because goodness is that ability to be good. There is just something in you. You have a strong moral character. Goodness says that I don't do bad things. Goodness says I'm not trying to hurt people. Like I'm going to do unto others as I would have them do unto me. And this is how come you have some people who may not be quote unquote religious. So they may not be people that go to church, or they may not be people who have a particular denomination, but they believe in that do unto others, the golden rule, do unto others as you do unto you. Like that is just a principle that they live by. Like you have a lot of people who may not go to church who are just good people. They're nice people. They're kind people, right? And so the issue, and this is a whole different podcast, the issue is that being good isn't enough, right? Like it is necessary. You have to believe in Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. You cannot get around claiming him as your Lord and Savior if you're looking to go to be able to have salvation, right? If you're looking to be saved, salvation only comes through claiming, declaring, confessing Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. But again, that's a whole different podcast for a whole different day. But the point that I'm making is that it does not take you to be saved to be good, right? But you want to be a good person. You want to have a strong moral character. People who are good have integrity. People who are good, these are people who are probably not going to be lying to you in your face. These are not people that's going to be stealing from you. These are people that you can trust them to stay in your house, and then you know that whatever you put in your house will still be in your house when you get back to your house, right? So, like, when you are, as an example, if you're looking for a roommate, or if somebody is asking to live with you, or you're looking to for someone to live with, you want to make sure that you know their character, that you understand not just, okay, how much stuff they have, because if you don't know how they got that stuff, then the stuff don't mean anything. But you won't, and a long time ago, back, you know, when people did resumes with jobs and stuff like that, they would ask for character references, not just where did you work, but they want to know, is this someone that you could depend on? Is this somebody that's resourceful? Is this somebody that's responsible? They want to know about your character traits. What values are you bringing to the job? Long time ago, it used to be a time where in churches, where if you were coming from another church, they would want to see a letter. They want to know, what did the other church that you leaving from, what do they have to say about you? Because they want to make sure that they're not getting a member that just got finished stirring up trouble somewhere else, right? Because anybody, when you're welcoming anybody, whether you're bringing them to a church, whether you're bringing them on a job, you're welcoming them to your family, you want to make sure that this is somebody that you're going to be able to trust. So again, maybe for people who you don't have to deal with, you could care less about their character. But if this is somebody, for whatever reason, that you're going to have to be involved with for an extended period of time, you want to know their character. You want to know, is this somebody I can trust? Is this somebody I can depend on? So you have certain jobs, like policemen, like firemen, like in some cases doctors, where your life literally is in their hands. So I need to know, are you shady, or do you have some integrity? Because if I'm dealing with somebody that's shady, they might not think twice about allowing me to die if I might be done said something a little off, or if they can't control me. But if I'm dealing with somebody who has a good moral character, then that's stronger. Them being true to themselves and their level of commitment to themselves, that is going to outrank them getting back at me. Because there is a moral code that they live by, right? And so that is why it's so critical that you deal with people who are just, who are good people, who believe in being good people. And so again, when we're talking about that, we're talking about what their character is. And so when you're dealing with people who lack morals and values, and unfortunately in this day and age, it's so common. Like, I know I'm not old. I'm 42. I know 42 is not old. But when I tell you, when I look at the society that we live in now, what I will say is that I can really just see the difference. I'm just going to say the difference, because I don't want it to seem as though I am judging the generations under me or behind me, right? But I will say this. When I grew up, there seemed to be, it appeared to be, a stronger moral code. When I grew up, I was still from that generation of, it takes a village to raise a child, right? So that being said, my block helped to raise me, directly, indirectly. The neighborhood in which I was, that I lived, they helped to raise me. Why? Because I had respect and reverence for every adult that was on that block, because that was what was put in me. And so the same way that if I'm a teenager, I'm not gonna curse in front of my mother or my grandmother, I would not curse in front of any other adult on the block, because I was taught to have respect for them, number one. Number two, if they went back and told my mother and grandmother. And as you guys can tell, as I'm saying this story, we lived on the same block as my grandmother. So we lived on one side of the street and my grandmother lived on the other side of the street. And so if anybody, any adult on that block came back and told my parents or my grandmother they saw me doing this, that, or third, or I disrespected them, oh, it was going to be a problem. Now I'm talking about I'm 13, 14, 15, 16, 17. It was something that there was a morality that was put in us where we understood that there is a respect that you have for adults. It does. They don't just have to be people that live in your household. They don't have to just be people that are related to you. Adults used to, there used to be a respect that younger people gave to adults simply because they were your elders. And in this day and age, you don't really see it anymore. And I'm talking about the goodness that we're talking about. There used to be a time where if you did something wrong, anybody on the block could discipline you and then bring you back. And then you got in trouble again. Now, earlier this year, someone actually stole my purse. Okay, well, actually it was my wallet. I left my wallet in the glove compartment of my car. I was going back and forth, left my wallet in my glove compartment, totally forgot I left it there. And the day that I forget I leave it there, that's the day that someone breaks in my car and they steal my wallet. Now here's the caveat. The person lives in my neighborhood. People in the neighborhood knew who it was, yet no one called the police. No one tried to do, like, once I went out into the neighborhood, like, asking around about it, because again, I have a security system, so I saw certain things. I work with different people in the store. But the point is, like, just the code of morality, the fact that this, the young boy who stole it, his sister knew. And rather than her saying, you know what? No, you gonna take that back because it doesn't belong to you. They two together are trying to charge up cars and run my credit card limits up and spend everything. They didn't know at the time that I have everything connected to my phone. And so I had all types of alerts. So I had already shut everything down. But do you understand the difference of what I'm saying? Where nowadays the moral codes have changed. It's not what it used to be. And so when we're talking about goodness, we're talking about having that character. It's not what it used to be. It used to be a time, and again, I'm just telling you all what used to be when I was younger. It used to be a time where if you were in front of the church, like the actual institution, you didn't have to belong to the church. But if you were in front of the church, you didn't see people smoking. You didn't see people drinking. You didn't see people or hear people cursing, using profanity in front of the church. Because there was a respect, there was a moral code that said, even if I'm a heathen, even if I sin and I do this and that, I respect those that's in the church. It's been so many killings in the church just within the last couple years where people have absolutely, there is no moral code. Nobody care is not off limits. The sanctity of what the church stands for, people will literally go in the church with guns and shoot the church up. Like there it's just a difference. It's just a difference. And so this is what life looks like when there is no goodness, when you have people who lack morality, when you have people that don't care about anything, you have children that will take a gun and kill their parents. You have parents that will take a gun and kill their child because there is no goodness that's there. But when you do have goodness, goodness says that, you know what, even if you do me wrong, I'm going to turn the other cheek. Even if you hurt my feelings, I'm going to forgive you. Even if I'm whatever. So fill in the blank. No matter what the bad thing is, goodness says, I'm still going to do the right thing because it's the right thing to do. And so many people nowadays, that's just no longer the case. If you're just now tuning in, I'm going through the last fruit that I'm going to be talking about today, and the last fruit that I'll be talking about publicly, which is goodness. We have already discussed love, joy, peace, patience, and gentleness. And if you want access to those, you can go ahead to my Educated and Empowered podcast over on anchor.fm. And in fact, if you want to get the last of the three fruit, the faith, the meekness, and the temperance, then I encourage you to subscribe to the Educated and Empowered podcast, as you will only be able to access those as being a subscriber. There are certain episodes that's there for free that you can listen to. All of these will be available as a replay, so you can go over there. If you're coming in late, you're just now listening to it, you can go back and listen to it for replay for free. But there are certain episodes that I make, such as these last three, that you're only going to be able to access it if you're a subscriber. So again, I say $3.99 for the month, not per episode, but for the month. So that means all the dozens of episodes that's already over there, you can binge listen to those, listen to them at your leisure, however, whatever fits your fancy, all for $3.99. Even if you're like, you know what, I just want to support you because I really like what you're doing, and I'll just give my support. $3.99, it goes a long way. And like I say, it's not necessarily about the actual monetary expense of the $3.99. It's what it's showing. It's the fact that you are going a step to show your support, to pour back into me as I am pouring into others. And so the other thing is, if you are on Facebook, feel free to join my Educated and Empowered coaching community. So the podcast is simply one tool that I use as a coaching tool, right? So this is one of the things that I give so that people who are looking to try to make a change in their life, whether spiritually, whether, you know, professionally, whether within their relationships, personally, like there are different areas of expertise that I have as a coach, and everybody doesn't have the same level of desire to change, right? There are some people who are just still in the phase of recognizing or acknowledging that there are issues with where they are and that they do want to improve. Some people are not comfortable with saying it in a public setting, so they may not come and join a group coaching session, or they may not initiate contact and do a consultation. So a podcast is a personal way where you can listen to some quality information, and it doesn't take all day, right? Like most of my podcasts are like at most maybe an hour. So probably about a good 30, 30 minutes to an hour, you can get some quality info that if you really want to, you can use it to make a change. And so that's really what these podcasts are doing. And so that's why they touch on a variety of topics, because as a life coach and a literary coach, I specialize in a variety of things, and I'm helping a lot of different people. And so again, if you want to be a part of those individuals that I help, then go ahead and purchase the podcast, $3.99 a month, and or join my Educated and Empowered community on Facebook. Or if you want to say, you know what, I love what you're doing, I love the concept behind it, so I'm going to show my support. Same $3.99, and it's appreciated. But we are finishing up our sixth fruit, which is goodness. And so, you know, if you're just tuning in, I kind of walk back down memory lane and sharing what society used to look like, say about 35, 40 years ago. Versus what it looks like now. So just so that you can get an idea of what happens when you are living in a world void of goodness, when you're dealing with people who lack goodness. versus when you're dealing with people or environments where goodness exists, right? And so that's the prayer. And the unfortunate part is that I don't know that we'll ever get back to a time where goodness is what comes natural, because we've gotten so far away from it as a society. It's almost as though the opposite of goodness is what has been embraced. You know, you're on your own, figure it out by yourself. And, you know, the whole concept of it takes a village. No, you at this stage, you're almost afraid to tell somebody else's child something, because not only might the child do something to you, but the parent or the guardian might be the one that's coaching them on what to do. And so it's totally a different time right now. And so, you know, yes, what you can't always do, you can always pray and ask God to help the situation. But in these times, a lot of what you have to do is make sure that you are where you need to be, right? Again, I quote that scripture, let a man examine himself. So it means a man or a woman. So let a person, each person, examine yourself. Because at the end of the day, if we all take personal accountability and we're making sure that we are displaying each of these individual fruit, we're making sure that we possess them all. If everybody takes personal inventory and personal accountability and you ensure that you have it, then guess what? If everybody is doing it, then nobody will be missing it. But a lot of times what happens is we are so caught up trying to fix everybody else that we stop trying to fix ourselves. We're trying to make sure that we judge everybody else, that we don't take time to see that, you know what? Oh, I just displayed a quality that wasn't so good the other day when I said this negative thing to this person, or when I lacked empathy when that person showed me this or told me this, or when I said something bad to them or I did something bad to them. Like, we're always trying to justify our own actions. Well, if they didn't do this, if they wouldn't have said this, then I wouldn't have done that. But at the end of the day, who you're justifying it according to whose standard, right? Because at the end of the day, we as people are the ones who classify sin as big sin and little sin, big wrong and little wrong. In the sight of God, it's all wrong. It's all bad. And so we have to make sure that we are assessing ourselves, that you're going through. And I'm hoping that when you're taking the time to listen to this podcast, it's not just because you don't have anything else to do. I'm hoping that whoever listens to this podcast, wherever in the world who is tuning in, because some of you may know and some of you may not know, like, the podcast that I have is not just a national podcast. I don't just have listeners in the United States. According to my analytics, I have listeners in 7 countries outside of the United States. Germany is my biggest listening audience, right after the United States. I have Germany, Canada, the United Kingdom, Romania, India, and Puerto Rico. I think I'm missing one. It's supposed to be 7 of them, y'all. So I don't know if I just list 6 or 7, but I have 8 countries that tune into this. And so we have to understand that Western culture, Western civilization isn't the only civilization where there are people, right? And so you want to make sure that you are doing the best that you can do. You want to make sure that you are not being puffed up, being arrogant, and just assume that everybody else needs to change. Because again, if you're living by a strong moral code of integrity, then you're going to want to pull your own weight. It's not just going to be about, well, what are they doing? No, I'm not going to concern myself with what they're doing. I'm going to make sure that I'm being the best version of myself, because I owe that to myself. I owe it to me to be the best version of myself, for my household. So whether your household is your significant other, your children, your parents, I owe it to wherever my feet touch, I want to make sure that I'm showing up as my best self. And so if you lack love or joy or peace or patience or gentleness or goodness or any of the other three that we've yet to touch upon, if you lack any of those, you are not showing up as your best self. And so make sure that while you're looking at everybody else and judging everybody else, make sure that you're doing your own personal assessment. Make sure that you're saying to yourself, you know what? What is it that, what can I do to be better? And again, in all of these previous podcasts, I've given you things that you can do. I've given you tips that you can implement to get the ball to rolling, right? And so first of all, you have to understand that you have to be able to acknowledge it. You got to be able to see for yourself that what you're missing, you got to be able to see for yourself what you're missing. You know, a lot of times we're waiting for somebody else to tell us. And the fact of the matter is that sometimes you may have irritated or frustrated or hurt somebody so bad, they're not going to tell you nothing. They've emotionally disconnected themselves from you to where you are no longer able to hurt them. So they're not even tapped into you anymore. So you cannot depend on somebody else to tell you that you're off base. You should have a good enough connection with yourself, a good enough relationship with yourself to know when you are off track. And if you've been off track so long that you don't even know, that part is where deep prayer has to come into play. But my hope is that you know when you've hurt somebody, because most of the time that's where it manifests, whether the somebody is others or the somebody is yourself. Because I think a lot of times we forget that we are somebody too, right? Like a lot of times we'll feel like, oh, well, it's just hurting me. Well, you are somebody. And so again, I go back to that first episode when we talk about love. If it says that we are to love our neighbors as ourselves, if we're hurting ourselves, then that's not love for us. And so we cannot give that same treatment to somebody else. If you wouldn't want somebody else hurt, don't hurt yourself. If you don't want to be hurt, then don't hurt someone else, right? And so that's what I'm hoping. That is the purpose of this podcast, not because I have nothing else to do or nothing better to do with my time. But what I'm praying is that this is one way that can reach a lot of people in a small amount of time. Instead of me having to travel the world physically, being able to get here that I can connect to different people, give some hope, give some insight, let you know that things can and will turn around, but you have to play a role in the change. And the first role is to acknowledge what it is that you're missing. But you have to sit down and be willing to do the honest work and the honest assessment. Do I really love myself? Have I been showing true unconditional love for myself and for others? Am I lacking joy? Do I have peace? Is patience a problem? What about gentleness and goodness? Like, you have to ask yourself those questions. And then you need to ask yourself, when was the last time I remember having those traits? Did I ever exhibit them? And if you never have, then that means you are starting from scratch. It's still possible, but it might be a little more difficult because, again, just like with anything that you learn, you have to consciously make the effort to teach yourself to do it. But if you once had it, then I challenge you to remember the last time. What does your life look like the last time you remember feeling love for yourself, for others, that unconditional love? What does your life look like the last time you had that joy unspeakable, that peace that passed all understanding? What does your life look like? And then try to remember what happened. What happened that took you from there to here? Because that may very well be the root of it. That might be that thing that you endured, that you experienced. Maybe it was the death of someone, a physical death or otherwise, the death of a relationship. Maybe you lost your job. You got evicted. Life happened to you and you just were not able to deal with it. You were not able to cope and you ended up falling. You ended up spiraling. Maybe you got depressed, and how you are now is a result of what you understood to be self-preservation. But I'm telling you that you can still be preserved without hurting yourself and hurting others, without being mean and bitter and hateful to yourself or to others. And so if you are indeed ready for that, then again, some of these things I've been telling you, certain things I've been telling you guys about, it has just been, you know, read the word of God. I've shared with you certain books, certain journals that I've written that you can use those as external tools. You can do that. You can definitively pray. If you're a person that doesn't know how to pray, I've told you about the prayer journals that I have that walks you through how to pray. If you're trying to figure it out, and maybe you know, and whether you're talking about establishing your prayer life or just trying to get a little bit more of a deeper understanding of how to turn things around, you can reach out to me for a consultation. This is what I do. This is at least one of the things that I do. If you want an actual coaching plan, this is one of the ways that we can help. But you have to put your pride to the side and be able to admit that how I am isn't how I need to be. Even if you're like, oh, well, I'm decent. But if you're missing one of these critical fruit, that means that you could be even better. So that's it for tonight. I hope you all enjoyed the podcast. And again, be sure to tune in to anchor.fm. Go to anchor.fm, keyword search, educated and empowered, and subscribe to my podcast. So that way, if you missed any of the previous episodes, you can go back and listen to those. And if you want to hear the last three on faith, meekness, and temperance, subscribe for the $3.99, so that way you'll be able to access those as well. But thank you all so much. And again, if you're not already doing so, please feel free to follow me across social media. And then that way, if we're connected, you can always send me an inbox. You can send me a question on Wisdom. They allow you to ask a question. You can send a question and I always answer those questions back across other social medias. You can hit me in the inbox or whatever and ask questions. But again, understand that there's a limit to the question. Like, it'll be a 1 minute wisdom answer, because anything that's extensive, that's what consultations and coaching programs are for. But you can find me at My Name is Tenille on Wisdom, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, TikTok, Clubhouse, and YouTube. You can find me there. And if you want to work with me more personally, coaching programs and consultations, you can go to my website, which is mynameistenille.com. That's my name is TONEAL.com. I hope that this has helped you all. And until next time, you all stay encouraged.